A new year brings a new change at the helm in Camden, and I am privileged to speak with newly installed Mayor Frank Moran. Frank, thanks so much for crossing the river and spending time with us at WHYY.
Well, it's an honor for me to be here with WHYY, and it's an exciting time for the great city of Camden, so thank you for the invite.
Now, the official swearing-in is tomorrow.
My ceremonial swearing-in is going to be Friday, January the 12th, but I took the helm on 1/1/18.
Camden has the benefit of your institutional knowledge and DNA, a lifelong resident, and you were head of city council for some 7+ years prior to this new post.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm born and raised in the great city of Camden. I was raised by a single mother. I was educated in the city of Camden. I worked for government for the last literally 27 years. I worked my way up from the bottom as an employee of Public Works, and I led two of the biggest departments on a county level. I was a director of Public Works for Camden County. I was director of Parks and Recreation for the last 6 years for Camden County, and simultaneously city council president for the last 7.5 years. So I think I have the resume to run this great city, and Camden is really seeing some wonderful times, and we're prepared to keep it moving.
Let's talk first then about those wonderful times. Give some examples.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, you know, for those that are familiar with Camden, Camden is a city that was an industrial might back in the early, you know, 1900s, if you will. Suburban development really caused a lot of strain on cities, not only Camden, but a lot of inner cities throughout this country.
Philadelphia, too.
Philadelphia, i.e., right? A lot of the suburban sprawl, if you will. And Camden was left with a population that was very needy. And industry went out as well, which left a lot of folks without jobs, i.e., your Campbell Soups, your RCAs. And today we see a true renaissance. I mean, the Opportunity Act in the city of Camden that the state passed has given us an opportunity to offer incentives to companies like Holtec, 76ers, their practice facility, and numerous Liberty Trust. There's over $2 billion of development as we speak going on in Camden, and that spells opportunity.
Is it equal opportunity, though?
Well, let me tell you, the toughest job for a mayor in the city of Camden is keeping a balance. It's important that we attract individuals that have disposable incomes, individuals that have means. They're going to work in these companies because they're part of these companies. These companies are relocating from somewhere else. But nonetheless, there are statutory requirements that there are supposed to be X amount of jobs given to Camden residents. And that spells opportunity. But I'm looking long term. I'm looking at the opportunity these kids being educated in the city and finally having a real opportunity when they graduate college to stay in the city, whether it's Cooper Medical, whether it's Rowan University, whether it's Rutgers University, whether it's working at Holtec, Liberty Trust, Campbell Soup, you know, Subaru, if you will. But I also have a mindset that we have an undereducated and less skillful community, that we need to make sure that some industrial jobs come with it as well. And that's what we're working with.
As you just cited, education, speak to the importance of trying to prioritize quality schools for those who go and then ideally stay in the city.
You know, for far too long, our public education system struggled to give our kids an adequate education. I'm speaking specifically Camden. We have made some transformations that have really opened up some new schools, if you will. New schools have developed, which gives parents a sense of, you know, inclusion, and their kids are learning in a better environment, and they're being part of it. So some parents are being educated simultaneously as their children are, because we have parents that may not be able to read. And I'm not putting our folks down, but nonetheless, it's the reality. We need to holistically address all the needs of the city if it's going to be a city that prospers. So we have better schools, we have safer streets, and we have opportunities. That's working. And I'm going to tell you that within the next 5 or 6 years, you're going to see the population in Camden grow.
You obviously have sustained and sustaining relationships with your city council cohort and the various dignitaries in town, though Camden cannot pull itself up in and of itself. Who are the partners above and beyond the city? And Obviously, the Norcrosses come to mind, and I'm wondering the extent to which Trenton and even Washington play a role.
Sure. Let me tell you that several years ago, we were honored by the visit of President Barack Obama, who designated the city as a city of promise. And it's what we're doing. It's becoming that city of promise. And it's not just because of our efforts. It's because we've been able to bring together an amazing team at all levels of government. We have the federal government with our Congressman Donald Norcross, who's advocating in Trenton for infrastructure dollars, education dollars to increase our police department, fire department. Those important dollars that are earmarked to cities like Camden. We also have the state government that we have a wonderful legislative team, as well as we look forward to working with Phil Murphy's administration. And I'm confident that Phil is going to recognize what we've been able to do, or Governor Murphy, if you will, and he's going to be supportive of it. And he's going to make sure that Camden continues to prosper, because as Camden goes, so does the county and the state. And I mentioned the county. We have a second-to-none relationship with Camden County government. Camden County government has been an amazing partner in investing money in the city when it speaks to public access, parks, recreation, infrastructure dollars. And more importantly, they established a police department as we were dismantling one that we have seen.
That was under Dana Redd's watch.
Correct. And I was council president at the time. And we have seen a reduction in violent crimes as to about 52%. So things are happening at the right time for the right people in Camden. And the folks are seeing the progress.
I actually think it portends well if you're on a Phil basis with the governor-elect.
Absolutely.
What are your benchmarks for the first year? What progress are you looking to happen out of the chute?
Well, we have some EOA projects, which are the Economic Opportunity Act projects that are in the pipeline that are still working out, and that's going to be announced within the next several months. My goal as a CEO of the city is to really structure a municipal government that provides the residents and folks doing business in the city with a quality municipal government. I think it's very important that everyone that works for the municipal government sort of has the same feeling of where Camden is heading. And as the mayor, it's my obligation to instill that into my employees. And I say if someone calls an office of public works that they're received, you know, properly and they're responded to, and those things go a long way. Our policing mechanism to make sure that, you know, one murder is too many. We have to continue to work in partnership with the residents of the city in creating that exceptional community policing component. And then making sure that our educational system continues to improve over the years. So we have some short-term goals, and I think it's more of working with my administration to make sure that I have the best administration that we can put forth for the constituents of Camden.
And from our vantage point on this side of the Delaware, we're looking forward to looking across and seeing the fruits of your labors.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for spending time with us on NewsWorks tonight.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be here with you today. And I look forward to coming back with some better and brighter stories as well.
Well, we're looking forward to having you back then. Newly elected Mayor of Camden, Frank Moran, on NewsWorks tonight.